Chapter 20.
We've secured the hut location, sir. Senator Amidala's unharmed, and she's returning to the Senate with her protocol droid. We have Lord Zero in custody. He's claiming he was forced into the kidnap of Jabba's son by Count Dooku. Zero casualties. Unless you count droids, of course.
Clone Commander Fox, reporting a successful hostage extraction to GAR HQ.
Jabba's Palace, Tatooine.
Lord Jabba, we've located Skywalker.
The captain of the Nikto Guard came in at a brisk walk.
He's approaching the palace on a speeder bike. I've positioned snipers on the roof. Permission to use lethal force, my lord?
Jabba concentrated on not letting grief overwhelm him. Anger was a good temporary antidote, a brief respite of cold focus.
No, bring him to me alive. I want him to tell me what he's done with my son's body. After that, I don't want to be too hasty about killing him. I'll spend a few weeks about it, perhaps. And then the Sarlacc will take a few thousand years to digest him. No, I won't spare Skywalker a quick death.
Jabba had his full entourage assembled. He wanted to crawl into a dark corner and bellow until the agonizing emptiness in his chest stopped. But he had to be seen to be strong and still in control. If he wasn't, the Khajiitic families, and so Hutt society, would fall into chaos and leave the Hutts weak. He needed an audience to witness that, even in his darkest moments, he remained in command. A Nerian piper played a lament in the background. Rata's crib lay empty to one side of the dais. Eventually, Jabba heard droid footsteps, and TC-70 walked in carrying a lightsaber.
Skywalker surrendered his weapon without a fight, my lord. He asked for his Padawan.
Nikto and human footsteps came down the passage. Skywalker entered almost casually, certainly not a human preparing to die, and looked around as if he expected to see something. His focus seemed to fall on the empty crib. Then he looked at the piper.
Lord Jabba, where's my Padawan?
He spoke Huttese with a strong Mos Espen accent.
Where's your son?
The piper stopped in mid-refrain. Jabba didn't dare look away from the Jedi in case his rage now boiled over and left him helpless.
My son is where you left his body, you murdering Jedi filth.
Your son is alive, unless Dooku's Magna Guards killed him along with my Padawan. She was bringing him. She should have been here by now.
Jabba edged forward a little.
If you were any other human idiot, I would take your feeble attempt to deceive me as simple stupidity. But you know a Skywalker, because you were born here, a shag, a common slave, and so you know you insult me in my grief.
Skywalker paused for a moment, blinking, and then reached out his hand. The lightsaber TC-70 was holding flew across the chamber and into the Jedi's grip, and within seconds, the Nikto guards had crashed against the wall as if thrown by an invisible hand. Skywalker ignited the weapon and batted away blaster fire before leaping onto the dais and holding the glowing blade to Jabba's throat. Jabba should have been outraged, but for a moment, he felt that it would have been an end to the pain he was in. Then he found habit taking over. He did what he'd always done. He sat defiant and unmoved. Hutts couldn't run. They'd made stalwart defense into a tactic instead.
So, Dooku was right. You killed my son, and now you come to kill me.
Jabba knew the Nikto guards couldn't open fire. They risked hitting him, and Skywalker might kill him simply by deflecting the bolts. Everyone froze.
No, I didn't come here to assassinate you.
Skywalker actually looked into his eyes. Jabba could see that it was a struggle for him.
I came here to negotiate.
Then you'll still die, Shag.
Somewhere out in the desert, my Padawan is making her way here with Rata. She's been attacked by Magna guards. I know that. I've fought Dooku to get here. Instead of having your heavies make themselves useless here, why don't they get out and look for her?
Another feeble attempt at a trick, Jedi?
Skywalker couldn't stand here forever. He must have known he would be overwhelmed sooner or later, so he was buying time. Jabba felt no fear. He had no room for it right then.
Guards! See if the Jedi's reinforcements are coming. Then kill them!
He swiveled his head to stare at Skywalker, trying to see something in the human's face that would explain how he could kill an infant. Humans, most sentient species in fact, were disarmed by something small and helpless, even if it wasn't their own kind. It was a very primal instinct. Jabba even found baby humans quite appealing. Until they grew up, of course. But Skywalker killed children. It made him something dangerous and different. Jabba consoled himself thinking how easily humans broke, and the many ways he could break them.